At last we reach the edge of the gruesome woods. The din quiets to a gasp and then to nothing, as if they have all drifted back into the same sleep. We take stock for a moment, leaning on each other, sucking cold air into our lungs. "What were those things?" Pippa manages to say between breaths. "Don't know," I wheeze. "Might have been the dead. Souls lured here before." Mercy shakes her head. "Weren't like us. Didn't have no souls left. Least I hope not." Bessie points ahead. "How will we get through that then?" Blocking the way is a wall of black rock and ice as tall as it is wide. There's no going around it as far as I can tell. The wind whispers again. "Look closer." At the base of the enormous cliff is a tunnel hung with blood-streaked rags. "Follow," the wind urges. "Did you hear that?" I ask to be sure. Felicity nods. "It's said to follow." "Follow it where?" Anne peers doubtfully into the dark tunnel. No one charges ahead. No one will be the first to push aside the foul rags and step into that narrow crevasse. "We've come this far," Pippa says. "Would you stop now? May? Bessie?" May pulls back. Bessie shifts from one foot to the other. "Bit dark in it," May says.
"I think we should turn back," Wendy whispers. "Mr. Darcy will be angry."
"Will you shut it about that bunny?" Bessie barks. She nods at me. "Was your idea, wasn't it, finding this tree? You're the one what's supposed to lead." The fetid wind blows the rags toward us. The tunnel is like a starless night. There's no telling what could be waiting for us in there, and we've already experienced one hideous surprise. But Bessie's right. I should go first. "Right," I say. "We go on. Stay close behind me. If I give the word, run back hard as you can." Wendy has found her way back to me and still clings to my sleeve.
"Is it terrible dark, miss?"
It is funny that she should be afraid of the dark when she cannot see it, but I suppose that is the sort of fear one feels deep in the soul. "Don't worry, Wendy. I shall go first. Mercy will lead you in, won't you?" Mercy nods and takes Wendy's hand.
"Aye, hold tight to me, love."
My heart hammers against my chest. I take a step inside. The tunnel is narrow. I can't stand to my full height and have to move stooped.
"Watch your heads,"
I call back. My hands feel their way. The walls are cold and wet, and for a moment I fear I am in the mouth of some giant beast, and then I'm shivering all over and near to screaming.
"Gemma?"
Fee's voice. In the pitch darkness I cannot tell where she is. She sounds miles away, and yet I know she can't be.
Yes, I manage to say. "Keep coming."